We bring you Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Zechariah. This is the fate of Israel as pronounced by the Lord, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth and formed the spirit of man within him. I will make Jerusalem and Judah like a cup of poison to all the nearby nations that send their armies to surround Jerusalem. Jerusalem will be a heavy stone burdening the world. And though all the nations of the earth unite in an attempt to move her, they will all be crushed. In that day, says the Lord, I will bewilder the armies drawn up against her and make fools of them, for I will watch over the people of Judah, but blind all her enemies. And the clans of Judah shall say to themselves, The people of Jerusalem have found strength in the Lord of hosts, their God. In that day I will make the clans of Judah like a little fire that sets the forest aflame, like a burning match among the sheaves. They will burn up all the neighboring nations right and left, while Jerusalem stands unmoved. The Lord will give victory to the rest of Judah first, before Jerusalem, so that the people of Jerusalem and the royal line of David won't be filled with pride at their success. The Lord will defend the people of Jerusalem. The weakest among them will be as mighty as King David. And the royal line will be as God, like the angel of the Lord who goes before them. For my plan is to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And then I will pour out the spirit of grace and prayer on all the people of Jerusalem, and they will look on him they pierced, and mourn for him as for an only son, and grieve bitterly for him as for an oldest child who died. The sorrow and mourning in Jerusalem at that time will be even greater than the grievous mourning for the godly King Josiah, who was killed in the valley of Megiddo. All of Israel will weep in profound sorrow. The whole nation will be bowed down with universal grief, king, prophet, priest, and people. Each family will go into private mourning, husbands and wives apart, to face their sorrow alone. At that time, a fountain will be opened to the people of Israel and Jerusalem, a fountain to cleanse them from all their sins and uncleanness. And the Lord of hosts declares, In that day I will get rid of every vestige of idol worship throughout the land, so that even the names of the idols will be forgotten. All false prophets and fortune tellers will be wiped out. And if anyone begins false prophecy again, his own father and mother will slay him. You must die, they will tell him, for you are prophesying lies in the name of the Lord. No one will be boasting then of his prophetic gift. No one will wear prophet's clothes and try to fool the people then. No, he will say, I am not a prophet. I am a farmer. The soil has been my livelihood from my earliest youth. And if someone asks, then what are these scars on your chest and your back? He will say, I got into a brawl at the home of a friend. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, the man who is my associate and equal, says the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter, but I will come back and comfort and care for the lambs. 2/3 of all the nation of Israel will be cut off and die, but 1/3 will be left in the land. I will bring the 1/3 that remain through the fire and make them pure, as gold and silver are refined, purified by fire. They will call upon my name, and I will hear them. I will say, These are my people. And they will say, The Lord is our God.
I ask the Lord to comfort me. When things weren't going my way, he said to me, I will comfort you and lift your cares away. I ask the Lord to walk with me when darkness was was all that I knew. He said to me, never be afraid, for I will see you through. I didn't ask for riches, he gave me wealth untold. The moon, the stars, the sun, the sky, and gave me eyes to behold. I thank the Lord for everything, and I count my blessings each day. He came to me when I needed him. I only had to pray. And he'll come to you if you ask him to. He's only a prayer away.
Watch, for the day of the Lord is coming soon. On that day the Lord will gather together the nations to fight Jerusalem. And the city will be taken, the houses rifled, the loot divided, the women raped. Half the population will be taken away as slaves, and half will be left in what remains of the city. Then the Lord will go out fully armed for war to fight against those nations. That day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives to the east of Jerusalem. And the Mount of Olives will split apart, making a very wide valley running from east to west. For half the mountain will move toward the north, and half toward the south. You will escape through that valley, for it will reach across the city gate. Yes, you will escape as your people did long centuries ago from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all his saints and angels with him. The sun and moon and stars will no longer shine. Yet there will be continuous day. Only the Lord knows how. There will be no normal day and night. At evening time, it will still be light. Life-giving waters will flow out from Jerusalem, half toward the Dead Sea and half toward the Mediterranean, flowing continuously both in winter and in summer. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there will be one Lord. His name alone will be worshipped. All the lands from Geba, the northern border of Judah, to Rimmon, the southern border, will become one vast plain. But Jerusalem will be on an elevated site, covering the area all the way from the Gate of Benjamin over to the site of the Old Gate, and then to the Corner Gate, and from the Tower of Hananel to the king's wine presses. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited, safe at last, never again to be cursed and destroyed. And the Lord will send a plague on all the people who fought Jerusalem. They will become like walking corpses, their flesh rotting away. Their eyes will shrivel in their sockets, and their tongues will decay in their mouths. They will be seized with terror, panic-stricken from the Lord, and will fight against each other in hand-to-hand combat. All Judah will be fighting at Jerusalem. The wealth of all the neighboring nations will be confiscated, great quantities of gold and silver and fine clothing. This same plague will strike the horses, mules, camels, donkeys, and all the other animals in the enemy camp. In the end, those who survive the plague will go up to Jerusalem each year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, to celebrate a time of thanksgiving. And any nation anywhere in all the world that refuses to come to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, will have no reign. But if Egypt refuses to come, God will punish her with some other plague. And so Egypt and the other nations will all be punished if they refuse to come. In that day, the bells on the horses will have written on them, "These are holy property." And the trash cans in the temple of the Lord will be as sacred as the bowls beside the altar. In fact, every container in Jerusalem and Judah will be sacred to the Lord of hosts. All who come to worship may use any of them free of charge to boil their sacrifices in. There will be no more grasping traders in the temple of the Lord of hosts.
There's a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time to laugh and a time to cry. In the spring we sow, in the fall we reap. That our days for our work, that our nights for our sleep. There's a time to win and a time to lose. There's a time to take and a time to refuse. But time has no limit in heaven above. For he made all time the time for his time to save and a time to spend. There's a time to be lonely and a time for a friend. But time has no limit in heaven above. For he made all.
We've been reading Living Prophecies, the old message in modern language. Today we've completed the reading of the book of Zechariah. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at this same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.